us, Lord, for His goodness this week. Thank you for a good little meeting last night.
Yes, sir.
Up there at Canaan Shore. Blessing to my heart. Good fellowship with the brethren.
Yeah.
Well, some people that know something about God. It's always a good thing.
Yes,
don't matter where you're at.
Amen.
I was telling the chief over there, had people there from Michigan and from Florida and Kentucky. But it's the same God, brother. It's the same God. As Brother Headley preached it right last night, it's a common salvation. It's a common spirit. It's the same spirit. It's the spirit of Jesus Christ living in each and every one of us. And that's what makes me love you, brother, today. And that's what makes me love y'all. It's the spirit of God down on the inside. It's the same spirit. Thank God for that today.
Amen.
Looking back over in Romans 8 this morning. I think we finished up verse 31 last time. So he said there, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
If God's the one that justified you, if He's the one that glorified you, if He's the one that called you, brother, He's on your side.
Amen.
If He did all that, then who's going to stand against that?
That's it.
Who's got anything to say against it? I ain't got nothing to say. There ain't nothing you can say. There ain't going to change nothing.
No.
It's settled forever, settled in heaven. I thank God for that today.
Yes.
He said, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all.
Yes.
Chief, I got to thinking about that. God held nothing back.
No.
Not a thing. He took the very best He had. Himself.
Right.
A holy and righteous God.
Right.
Come and took on human flesh. Same flesh that I got, same flesh you got this morning. Come and lived. Brother, with the purpose of dying. That was the purpose of Him coming. We think about Christmas is coming up. We think about His birth a lot. And that's good. And I think there's many a time we think about His death. And that's a blessing to my heart. But His whole purpose in life was to live and die perfectly for you and for me. And take your sin upon Himself and my sin upon Himself. And to die for you. Why? Because He loves you. He sent the very best He had. The only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Yes, yes.
So many times I think I forget about that, what His purpose was here. I look at His life as a great example of how to live. And that's what Jesus does in you. I mean, He lives that through you. That same life that He lived here, He lives through you today.
Yes.
If you got His Spirit in you. But it is a good example to look at. It is. I mean, I can look at the Bible and I can see things that Jesus Christ faced. And I look at myself and I look at the situations. And brother, sometimes I fail so miserably.
God bless you.
I fail so miserably.
Me too.
And it is a perfect example to look at. But His purpose wasn't an example for me and for you. His purpose was to die for me and for you. His purpose was to make me righteous in the sight of God. That's what His purpose was this morning. It says, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all.
Yes.
I looked at that scripture. It's hard made think about the death of Jesus Christ to not look in Isaiah. In Isaiah 53, verse 4, He said, surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. It says, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes we are healed. Says, all we like sheep have gone astray and have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all.
Yes.
says he spared not his own son. Not only did he send him to this earth, but he sent him for a purpose. And that purpose was to take on my sin and take on your sin. He says here he delivered him up for us all. That word delivered means to surrender or yield up, to give into the hands of another. But I know good well as you do, he was God. And there wasn't a man alive that could have killed him.
Right.
Unless he yielded up the ghost.
That's right.
But God had a purpose. And that was the purpose of God. In time, to die on Calvary. There was many a time that the Pharisees and the Sadducees in that religious realm, they looked to get him. Mm-hmm. Brother, he made it out of it every one time. Every time he got away from them. Why? It wasn't his purpose to die then. It was already foreordained in the mind of God that he would be lamb slain there on Calvary. Brother, there had to come a time when he was going to take on my sin. And he was going to take on your sin. The God of heaven delivered him up to sinful men. The hands of sinful men. And he took on my shame and he took on your shame. Isaiah 53 verse 10, he said, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Mm-hmm. It said, he hath put him to grief. The God of heaven, God the Father, put Jesus Christ to grief.
Yes.
He did it.
Yes.
They want to take the credit for it. And there's a lot of times I think of myself as I was the one that hung him there on the cross. It was my sin. I am the reason, but it was God the Father that put all that upon him.
Yes.
It says, yet he pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. When who shall make it? God the Father. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
Yes.
And then he says in verse 11, he shall see the travail of his soul. God the Father will see the travail of God the Son there on Calvary and shall be satisfied.
Yes.
By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. All that was put on Jesus Christ. It was the purpose of God. God did that for you and for me. God did that. They didn't take his life. It says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Brother Keith, he was made sin for me. He was made sin for you. That's what the Bible says. Romans 4, verse 25, he said, who was delivered for our offenses? Mm-hmm. But praise the Lord, he says, and he was raised again for our justification.
Yes.
Thank God he didn't just die. I thank God that he died. I am. I thank God for that this morning. I'm glad he died for my sin and for your sin. But he had to rise again. Yes. He had to rise again. And I praise the Lord that he did.
That's right.
I had to. Said he was raised again for our justification. It says there in Romans 4:25, who was delivered for our offenses? God delivered him over to them hands of wicked men. I was thinking about that this morning. It didn't surprise God. Not a one thing that happened. It wasn't news to God the Father when they took the Son. That's why he came.
Yes.
They just did his will.
Yes.
Them Roman centurions, them Pharisees, they just did the will of God.
Yes.
They didn't realize it, but they were acting under a sovereign hand of God.
Yes, sir.
They thought they were doing their will, but it was God.
That's right.
God set it all up and was in control of every bit of it.
Amen.
Second Corinthians 5, verse 21, he said, for he hath made him to be sin for us, mm-hmm. who knew no sin,
yeah.
that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ was made to be sin by God the Father. He put that on him. He put your sin on him, Brother Keith. Brother Aaron, he put your sin on Jesus Christ. He put my sin on Jesus Christ. And it says here that Jesus Christ was made to be sin. He who knew no sin was made to be sin. Took all the grief, took all the shame, took all the condemnation.
Yes.
Every stripe that he took is what I owed. That's what I deserved. Every time they hit him, Brother Keith, that was because of what you deserved. But God did that. And he did it willingly. It was his will. You think about that this morning, brother, and it was the will of God.
Yes.
I know Jesus in the garden. He sweated great drops of blood. I know he prayed, if it be your will, let this cup be passed for me. And that was his flesh. But the will of the Father had to be completed.
Yes.
And if you really want to get down to it, it was the will of God, the whole Trinity. In the mind of God, before the world began, they come up with that. That's what they wanted. That was their will. God.
Amen.
Predetermined in time past. He said, he that spareth not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. God of heaven give the very best he had. And if he did that, then how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Brother Keith, you think about that. He's willing to give up everything. God came himself to die for you and die for me. If he do that, brother, everything else he's got, he'll freely give it to you.
Yes.
He'll freely give it to you. That's exactly what he's saying this morning. Jesus Christ is that free gift. That sacrifice he made there on Calvary for you and for me, brother, it includes it all. You get that, you got it all. And there wasn't nothing you could do to talk God into that gift, or nothing you could do to earn that gift, nothing you could do to ever deserve that gift. It's freely given. Just the will of God, brother. Just the will of God. Think about that this morning, just the what all he give you. Brother Keith, in Jesus Christ this morning, pardon from all the guilt and shame, sin, not under the bondage of sin anymore. Does that mean I ever always live perfect? No, no. But when I live in him, I do. When I live in the Holy Ghost, I don't sin when I'm in the Holy Ghost. When I'm living and walking in him, that's why he commands us to be ye filled with the Holy Ghost. Because that's the only way you can live in him. That's the only way you can live to please God. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please him.
Right.
When I'm doing things myself, I'm not trusting in God. I'm not having faith in him. But brother, you think about it, just what all he gave you. He gave you a pardon from sin. All that guilt and that shame is gone. Freedom from sin. You don't have to live that way anymore. Imputed his righteousness into your heart. Brother Keith, I know my righteousness is as filthy rags. But in him this morning, I've got his righteousness. He imputed it in me. Bless his name. Adopted us into the family. I'm a child of the King today. Because of Christ. Because of Christ. Every spiritual blessing you have today is because of Christ. Rode up here yesterday.
about an hour and a half or so we rode up there. Just a joy, just to get out of the car or truck and to fellowship with the brothers. Just a joy, just to be able to fellowship with them brothers I ain't been able to see in a while. To hug their neck, tell them I love them.
Yes.
To sing the songs of God with them. To be able to pray with them. What a joy.
Yes.
Hear the preaching of the Word of God.
Yes.
What a blessing. Stirred my heart. You don't get any of that without Jesus Christ.
No,
you don't get any of that. You might as well have been the park bench sitting there. You ain't getting nothing. You don't get none of that without Jesus Christ. You don't get any joy down in your soul from singing about the songs of God or thinking about what Jesus Christ did. You think about what Jesus did on Calvary and you can't get stirred up. There's something wrong. But without Christ, you don't have that this morning. You don't get that. You don't get that peace whenever you lay down at night knowing everything's all right between you and God. You don't have that without Jesus Christ. You can't. There's some things in this life can make you happy. But they can't give joy. They can't give peace down in your soul. This day and time, there's a pill for everything. You go to the doctor, they'll give you a pill. You ain't happy, they'll give you a pill. You're too happy, they'll give you a pill. They'll give you a pill for everything. But that don't give you joy. And it sure don't give you peace.
No.
You can't fix that apart from Jesus Christ. Every spiritual blessing you have today is because of Jesus Christ. Every earthly thing that I have today. Brother, I woke up this morning, the house was nice and warm. There was clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. Good car to ride in is all because of Jesus Christ today. We have this building this morning because of Jesus Christ. Why else would we keep this building here and come in fellowship? It's all about Him, brother. It's all about Him. You don't have any of those things without Jesus Christ. Everything. Health and strength this morning. It's a gift of God. Everything you got. And Brother Keith, this morning, all those things are freely given to you. Why? Because of Jesus Christ this morning. The sinner out on the street today has got mercy. Because Jesus Christ. Saved or lost this morning, every good thing you have, because of Jesus Christ. Everything. Said, He that spareth not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And he has this morning, brother. You want something of God, all you got to do is ask for it. Brother Keith, you want to know something about the Scripture, all you got to do is want it. All you got to do is ask for it. Pray. Ask God. Ask God to teach you this morning. And He will. I've been asking God to show me some things in some Scripture. Don't have quite full understanding of it. I know I don't. And I still don't have all the understanding I'd like to know about it. But He's given me some things on it. Why? Because I asked Him for it. The Bible says, seek and you'll find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. You said it last night, Brother Joel. It's not hard to feed somebody that's hungry. And if you get to hungry for some things, then God will feed you. He will. He'll fill you up. He'll fill you full. He'll fill you where you can't get any more in.
Amen.
And it's bubbling over.
Amen.
Thank God for that this morning. Freely give you those things. Then He said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? That word elect there means select. Chief. It means by implication, it means this is his favorite. is chosen, one that's picked out. He said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Those elect are God's. They're His. His possession. He bought them. He bought them. They're His. He can do with what as He pleases. He can do whatever He pleases with them. Says those are God's elect. He foreknew them. He predestinated them. He called them. Those He called, He justified. And He glorified. Completely. Whole finished work. Says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Brother Keith, I ask you this question this morning. If God in heaven has forgiven me of all sin ever count against me, you might remember something I did in the past, but if God's forgiven it and God sent His only Son to die for me and to wash that sin away, who are you to say anything about it? Who am I to bring it up? Who am I to bring it up against myself? He don't want you to live in condemnation. In chapter 8, verse 1, He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. It's not there. It's not there. He justified you. He has declared you innocent. Pardoned you from all sin. And who are you and who am I to bring that up again? Can't do it. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Brother Keith, Jesus Christ died for those things. He suffered a great death. Hung there in agony between heaven and earth for your sin, for my sin. I had the thought yesterday as I was reading back over this, I said, that's a smack in the face of God for me to bring that up when God's done all that to put it behind me. Who am I? Who am I to bring that up? Who are you to bring that up? Brother, God's done forgiven. He said there in verse 33, it is God that justified. He declared me righteous. He declared you righteous this morning if you've been born again. Why did He declare us righteous, brother? Because Jesus Christ's righteousness was imputed to you.
Yes.
Because of Jesus' work there on Calvary.
Yes.
He took my sin. He took your sin.
Yes.
And He paid for it. Paid for all of it. There's no man this morning that can charge you. No man today can charge me.
Yes.
Free from all that.
Yes.
Been declared innocent. Justified. He said, there it is God that justifies. That justifies a judicial term. You go to the courthouse, the judge sits up there, he declares a man guilty or innocent.
Sure.
He declares a man guilty or innocent. And the judge over everything, that has all judgment, all power, has declared you innocent today. Says, who is he that condemneth? Who can bring a judgment against you? Who can bring a sentence against you? Who can condemn you this morning? God has pardoned you. He's forgiven you. He declared you innocent. Said that you wasn't guilty of that. I know better. You know better.
But he has said it's free. You can go free. Who am I to declare what God has declared righteous? Who am I to condemn that? Who are you to condemn that this morning?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, because of Jesus Christ, God sees us righteous this morning. Because of Jesus Christ, He sees us righteous. Because of that finished work there on Calvary. That sacrifice that had to be made. In John chapter 3, verse 18, he said, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Mm-hmm. He that believeth on him, on Jesus Christ, is not condemned.
Right.
Not condemned.
No.
No condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus.
Right.
Says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Brother Keith, all my sin was placed on Jesus Christ. Every lie, every bad thought, everything I ever said, everything I ever did that was against God, that was against the law of God, was against my parents, was against you, every bit of it was placed on Jesus Christ. And He took that guilt and shame on Himself. And He died for me. And He died for you. And I thank God for that. But 3 days later, He rose again under His own power.
Yes.
And He ascended to the Father. And He put that blood on the mercy seat for me and for you. Obtained an eternal redemption for us. He did what all those priests in the Old Testament couldn't do. He did a perfect sacrifice. They would take those animals and they would kill them every year. For their sins and for the sins of the people. But they had to keep going back. He just covered it up. Jesus Christ lived a perfect life. Never sinned. Brother Keith, the only time Jesus Christ ever felt the guilt and shame of sin was when your sin was placed on Him. When my sin was placed on Him. But He completed the law. He fulfilled it perfectly. He did what everybody else couldn't do before. And then He took that blood to the mercy seat. And He put it there on the mercy seat for me and for you. And God the Father, for the first time, was satisfied. Satisfied with that work.
Yes.
That had been done. Brother Joel, this morning, when He died in my stead.
Right.
When He died in your stead.
Yes.
When He rose again, He did it in my stead.
Yes.
When He rose again, He did it in your stead.
Oh, that's right.
When He rose or went to ascend to the Father and put that blood on mercy seat, He did it for me and He did it for you.
Yes.
And then He went a step further and He sat down.
Yes, sir.
Sit down beside the Father. For me and for you. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us? Brother, He did that for you, for me. I know it's the will of God. Sure it is. He completed that work that He was sent here to do. Brother Keith, this morning He did that for you. He did it for me. He did it in our stead. Just as Adam was head over the human race and sinned and put us all into condemnation.
Yeah.
Jesus was head.
Amen.
And he died for humankind, and he rose again for humankind, and he went to the Father for all those that blood was going to save.
Yes.
He did it for me and for you, for every one of God's elect. He did it for us. And brother, he sits there this morning. And I know God don't forget a thing. I know God the Father can look at me. And if he chose to, he could see back into my past and see what I was. But he sees Jesus Christ.
That's it.
For me and for you this morning.
That's it.
That accuser comes and says, look what Robert's doing. And Jesus Christ can hold up those hands.
Yes, right.
And show him that side. And let him see that sacrifice that he made and the Father satisfied one more time. For me and for you. I deserved every bit of punishment that Jesus Christ took on him. Every bit. You look at the cross of Calvary and you see what God thinks of sin. He demands a payment for sin. And sometimes it baffles my mind, Brother Keith. I know that God is just and holy and righteous all the time. Sometimes it baffles my mind that he would do that to his own son. But he did it for you and he did it for me. That's what we deserved. But he took it all on himself. We're justified in him this morning. I've been pardoned by him. I've been acquitted. You want to use another judicial term? I've been acquitted. All those charges have been dropped. In the sight of God this morning, I'm righteous. In the sight of God this morning, you're righteous. Why? Because Jesus is there at the right hand of the Father, and he intercedes on your behalf. Already said he died in my stead. He rose again in my stead. Brother, he sits there this morning in my stead. Just the fact, I know God the Father was satisfied, he says in his word he was. But just the fact that God allowed Jesus Christ back into his presence is proof enough that he was satisfied with that word. The one that he sent, the perfect Lamb of God, still perfect when he came back.
Yes.
He was still accepted.
Yes.
He was still perfect, brother.
Mm-hmm.
All that guilt and shame was done away with. I don't think it's coming across what's in my mind. Brother Keith, who am I to condemn you? That is done away with. Jesus Christ didn't take that sin and condemnation back to the Father. He didn't. He did away with it. It was buried with him. And he rose again and left it there. Your sin and my sin was buried with him, buried in Christ. But he rose again without it. He rose again for you and for me, perfect, holy, separate from sinners. And God the Father was pleased with that and accepted him. And he sits there today on your behalf and on my behalf. Yes, still a perfect sacrifice. Yes. I still believe that every mark that he took, he still has. I still believe that.
Oh, yeah.
I still believe that.
Oh, yeah.
But, brother, there is no shame. There is no guilt. That sin's off. That sin that he took upon him, that God the Father placed on him, it's done. And if it was all taken from me and put on Christ, then how can you condemn me for something that's not on me anymore?
Right.
And how can I condemn you for something that's not on you anymore?
Right.
It was buried with Christ. The old accuser can't come around and say, God, remember what Chief did, or look at what he's doing. It's buried with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Aaron, this morning my sacrifice and your sacrifice for sin is ever before God. It's sitting right there at his right hand. God the Father can look at any time and see a perfect sacrifice for me. And can see a perfect sacrifice for you.
Yes.
It's always before
him.
It says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God.
Yes.
Who also maketh intercession for us. And he said, well, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I believe you said it last night, Brother Joel. Who you want to know the love of God? Look at Calvary.
That's right.
Look at Calvary. Look at what all he did for you. What all he did for me. What all he took upon himself. You see the love of God. Why would God choose to do it that way? I know it's his will. Why would he choose to do it that way? There's no other answer but he loves you, brother. There's no other answer.
Right.
There's no other answer but he loves you. Brother, this morning, he didn't do all that in vain. He didn't do it all in vain. He didn't pay for something that he couldn't get.
Right.
He didn't pay for something he wouldn't get.
That's right.
But he did it on purpose, for a purpose. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? To separate means to divide, to put room between, to put asunder. You want to know about the love of God? Look at Calvary. John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God so loved the world.
Yeah.
He loved Joel Height.
Yeah.
He loved Robert Parker.
Yeah.
He loved Keith Redman. He loved Aaron Merton. He loved you this morning.
Yes.
And so God came down and took on flesh.
Yes.
And died for me and for you.
Yes, that's it.
He who was without sin took our sin. Why? Why, Chief? Why would he do that for you? Because he loves you. I would think that if something was going to happen, it was either me or my family. I would gladly lay down my life for my family. I would. I love them.
Yes.
I'd lay down my life for my kids. I'd lay down my life for my wife.
Yes.
I would. I'd love them. Jesus did that for a bunch of people that didn't know nothing about God. Bunch of wicked sinners that didn't love him.
That's right.
That didn't love him.
Oh.
Did everything against him. Everything that was against his will, that's what they went and done. Like hogs to a hog pit, to the muck and the mire. That's the way we work. But he loves you.
Yes, sir.
He loved you in spite of that. He loved you in spite of that. And he came and died for you and for me. I need to finish up. Hebrews 7, verse 25, he said, Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him.
Yes, sir.
Save them to the uttermost. Complete. Yeah. In an entirety. Perfectly. He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He said, for such an high priest came who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. He said, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice first for his own sin, and then for the people's, for this he did once when he offered up himself.
Yes.
For the law maketh men high priests which have an infirmity, but the word of the oath which was since the law maketh the Son who is consecrated forevermore. So Jesus Christ didn't have no sin. Those Old Testament priests, they not only did they have sin, brother, they were only here for a limited time. They were going to have to face death. They couldn't be your high priest forever.
Mm-mm.
But Jesus Christ lives forever.
Yes.
Had no sin. Perfect. He didn't have to go in that Holy of Holies and make a sacrifice for himself and make sure he was clean. He was God. He was clean. He was perfect. Perfect God. Came and died for you. Perfect God. Came and died for me. How do you get away from that kind of love, Brother Keith? You can't. I'll be honest with you this morning, that's how I came to know him. Because I couldn't get away from that love.
That's right.
If you know him this morning, that's the same way he got there.
Because
you couldn't get away from that love. It's hard not to love somebody that loves you that much. It's awful hard. What'd he tell Paul? It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Yeah. Think about Calvary this morning and think about the love of God.
Yes.
And there's nothing you can do and there's nothing I can do. Separate ourselves this morning from him. From his love. From his love. What does the book say? Charity never fails.
Right.
That's love. Never failed.
Never.
Never failed. Never will.
No.
Never failed me not at one time, but it never will, brother.
Right.
Thank God this morning.
Amen. That's good.